Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Wednesday, the 10th of April. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. I always find it a very happy experience to watch my son at his football and basketball classes. He and his classmates are always happy and loving. Now, I believe that's because they don't have expectations of how well they should be doing. The same can certainly not to be said about my chess. I'm always under the pressure to do well and to win. Now, translating that into finance, as we discussed in the podcast on the 3rd of April, there's a high bar to beat in the first quarter earnings season for the US growth sectors, such as technology and communication services. Their positioning is also very heavy. Now, given all these, investors have been broadening out to sectors such as US energy, where the bar to beat is lower. We're overweight US energy, and it is an opportunistic buy. The sector is enjoying the tailwind from the tight demand-supply dynamics in oil. Oil price is higher than the 2023 average, and therefore there's upside risk for the earnings in the US energy stocks. A potential Donald Trump victory in the US elections is also a plus, given his pro stance for traditional energy. Now, there's also some rather surprising behavior in US energy sector as well. Actually, they've become more defensive. So for example, their 36-month rolling correlation has decreased from a peak of almost 0.9 in 2020 to below 0.4 currently. Now, a key reason is the dramatic improvement in profitability. Operating profit margins are at 15%, the highest level in several years. So this allows US energy companies to have a buffer whenever there are changes in oil prices. Now, the general macro environment also lent tailwind as well. Now, previously, when deflation and the lack of demand were the main issues, oil prices were highly correlated with equities. Now, in this cycle, however, inflation and rising interest rates have generally led to equity sell-offs, increasing the correlation between equities and treasuries, and decreasing the correlation between equities and energy stocks. So lastly, the sources of financing for oil companies have changed versus 10 years ago, particularly for the oil majors. So back in 2014, these major oil companies were financed through debt and equity. Now today, most of the financing comes from internally generated free cash flow, and that's a result of the drive of the general industry towards capital discipline. So this makes the oil equities more resilient to equity volatility and market sentiment. So therefore, we continue to believe investors should be fine-tuning their exposure in US equities and rotating some of their holdings into the US energy sector. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.